It's not about how long you live, but about how good you live. Because it is within the reach of every man to live nobly, but within no man's power to live long, as Seneca once said. Even though you can't control the number of days you have, you absolutely command the quality of your days. And as history shows, the value of one's life isn't dictated by its duration, but by the precision of thoughts and the decisiveness of one's actions. Because what truly matters is how one utilizes the time they have, however limited it may be. Therefore, one of the Stoic rules states, "Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be. Be one." We will explore 10 pivotal decisions that can profoundly alter the course of your life. Decision 1. Identifying and overcoming unhelpful habits. How often do you find yourself automatically reaching for your phone first thing in the morning or mindlessly scrolling through social media, losing precious minutes or even hours of your day? Unhelpful habits like these can dominate our lives, stealing time and energy without our conscious consent. The Stoics teach us that self-awareness is the first step towards transformation. But what makes a habit unhelpful, and how can you identify them in your own life? Marcus Aurelius once noted, "Your life is what your thoughts make it." This profound insight lays the foundation for understanding that our daily habits are manifestations of underlying thought patterns. The Stoics emphasize the power of self-reflection to recognize these patterns. Unhelpful habits, therefore, are those that serve neither our personal growth nor our well-being, often pulling us away from our values and objectives. How do you spend your days? Seneca, another renowned Stoic, argued that we should account for our habits as we do for our money. Which of your current habits would you deem as investments in your future, and which are merely expenditures offering no real return? This reflection helps in pinpointing areas where unhelpful habits might lurk, often disguised as harmless routines. Consider common habits such as procrastination, excessive worrying, or overindulgence in comforts like eating or entertainment. These practices may offer short-term relief or pleasure, but often lead to long-term dissatisfaction and emotional turmoil. The Stoics warn us against allowing such habits to dictate our actions, advocating instead for a life led by reason and virtue. Unhelpful habits, according to the Stoics, enslave us, limiting our freedom to act according to our rational, virtuous nature. They create noise in our minds, clouding our judgment and preventing us from living a fulfilled life. By identifying these habits, we start to break free from their grasp, paving the way for more intentional actions aligned with our true goals. The process of overcoming these habits begins with small, deliberate actions, contrary to the habitual response. If you habitually procrastinate, for instance, start by setting small, achievable goals each day. Embrace the Stoic practice of premeditatio malorum, anticipate potential obstacles, and mentally prepare for them, which reduces the shock and temptation to fall back into old patterns when faced with challenges. Practically, a powerful method to combat unhelpful habits is through replacement with beneficial ones. Each morning, instead of reaching for your phone, start with a Stoic meditation or reading. This not only diverts the impulse but replaces it with an enriching activity that cultivates peace and wisdom. Habit replacement isn't about suppression, it's about transformation, aligning daily actions with Stoic virtues. To truly combat unhelpful habits, it's essential to cultivate a mindset that values long-term goals over immediate pleasures. This means deliberately choosing activities that contribute to long-term success and fulfillment over those that offer instant gratification but little else. Assess how your daily activities either contribute to or detract from your long-term objectives. Could foregoing an hour of television each evening for studying or skill building lead to greater personal and professional advancement? In an era dominated by digital distractions, it's crucial to consciously avoid the traps of excessive entertainment consumption. This includes being mindful of the time spent on streaming platforms, social media, and other forms of digital entertainment that can become compulsive. By setting strict boundaries around these activities, you prioritize your time and energy on pursuits that align with your Stoic values of self-improvement and purposeful living. Remember that each day presents a fresh opportunity to mold our habits into reflections of our deepest values. What unhelpful habit will you begin to tackle today? and what virtuous habit will you cultivate in its place? Decision 2. Voluntary discomfort for life experience and resilience. Have you ever considered the benefits of stepping out of your comfort zone, not just for the sake of discomfort, but to enrich your life experience and resilience? Stoicism teaches us that life's greatest lessons are often learned through challenges willingly faced. What would happen if you intentionally introduced more discomfort into your life as a way to grow and strengthen your character? Seneca wrote, "Fire tests gold, suffering tests brave men." This Stoic principle highlights the value of experiencing and overcoming adversity. By embracing voluntary discomfort, you are not merely subjecting yourself to hardship, you are actively engaging in a practice that prepares you for unforeseen challenges and enriches your life with profound insights. How can willingly facing discomfort today prepare you for the uncertainties of tomorrow? Voluntary discomfort is about more than proving one's toughness. It's about expanding your horizons and gaining experiences that foster personal development. The purpose is to cultivate a mindset that sees every challenge as an opportunity for growth. This approach to life encourages adaptability and the courage to face new challenges with confidence. What aspects of your life could benefit most from this kind of intentional discomfort? Incorporating challenging physical exercises into your routine exemplifies voluntary discomfort. This might involve starting a rigorous training regimen like CrossFit or preparing for a marathon, activities that push your physical limits and enhance mental toughness. Committing to a physically demanding routine not only improves your fitness, but also instills a sense of discipline and achievement. How could rigorous physical activities transform your perception of personal limits? Choosing to wake up early is a form of voluntary discomfort that can profoundly affect your productivity and mental clarity. This practice allows you to start your day with purpose, dedicating time to meditation, reading, or planning before daily responsibilities begin. Over time, early rising instills discipline and can improve your overall time management. What could you accomplish with an extra hour each morning? Embracing new responsibilities or changing up your daily routine can be uncomfortable, but incredibly rewarding. This might mean taking on a challenging project at work or adopting a new diet that focuses on health over convenience. Each commitment to change involves stepping out of your comfort zone and learning to deal with new kinds of discomfort. How will committing to a new task or routine enhance your adaptability and growth? Adopting new eating habits such as dieting or intermittent fasting introduces a controlled form of discomfort that can lead to significant health benefits. These practices require you to exercise restraint and make mindful choices about food, which can spill over into other areas of your life, enhancing overall self-control. What lessons could you learn from incorporating dietary discipline into your routine? Make a commitment to face a specific discomfort every month. Whether it's trying a new activity that intimidates you or pursuing a project that stretches your skills, write down your commitments and track your progress. Reflect on how these experiences contribute to your personal development. What discomfort will you commit to this month to enhance your life experience? Embracing voluntary discomfort is a powerful decision that offers more than just resilience. It offers a richer, more fulfilling life experience. Every challenge overcome not only fortifies your mind and body, but also expands your understanding of what you are capable of achieving. As we move forward in our series on Stoic decisions, consider how this practice of seeking out challenges can transform not just moments, but your entire approach to life. This decision emphasizes the transformative power of embracing challenges that stretch your physical, mental, and emotional boundaries. As you continue to implement these practices, observe how they cultivate a deeper sense of resilience and open up new dimensions of personal achievement and satisfaction. Decision 3. Mindful and intelligent communication. Have you ever considered how the words you choose impact your life and the lives of those around you? Today, make a conscious decision to control your reactions and choose your words carefully. How might your relationships and self-perception change if you committed to speaking more thoughtfully and intelligently? Stoicism teaches that wisdom and virtue can be expressed through our speech. As Epictetus put it, "First learn the meaning of what you say and then speak." This advice underscores the importance of thinking before speaking. ensuring that our words do not stem from impulsive emotions, but from a place of rational and considered thought. How frequently do you find yourself speaking out of anger, frustration, or excitement without considering the consequences? The decision to speak mindfully and intelligently is about more than avoiding negativity. It's about fostering positive interactions and building stronger relationships. By choosing your words wisely and avoiding triggers that might lead to impulsive speech, such as swearing or slang, you enhance your ability to communicate effectively and respectfully. What benefits might arise from improving the clarity and thoughtfulness of your speech today? To improve your communication, start by identifying the triggers that lead to less mindful speech. This might be certain environments, stressful situations, or specific people who evoke strong emotions. Observing these patterns is the first step towards managing your reactions. What triggers have you noticed that affect how you speak? Implementing this decision immediately can lead to profound changes in how others perceive and respond to you. It can reduce misunderstandings and conflicts and increase your credibility and respectability in both personal and professional settings. How could your day-to-day be different if you consciously practiced more mindful and intelligent communication? Start by practicing the pause. Before responding, especially in tense situations, take a deep breath and consider what you want to convey. Focus on expressing your thoughts clearly and respectfully, using vocabulary that reflects your intelligence and intention. What simple reminders could you set up to help yourself pause and reflect before speaking? Keep a journal of conversations where you felt challenged to maintain mindful speech. Note what was said, how you responded, and how you could improve your response in the future. This reflection will help you develop a habit of mindful communication. Will you commit to recording your interactions at the end of each day? Choosing to speak mindfully and intelligently is a powerful decision you can make today that will have immediate and lasting impacts on your life. By controlling your speech and emotions, you align more closely with Stoic principles, leading to a more harmonious and effective way of interacting with the world. What is one conversation today where you can immediately apply this decision? Decision 4. Mastering single-tasking for compounded success. How often do you find yourself juggling multiple tasks at once, only to feel overwhelmed and underproductive? Today, let's make the transformative decision to focus on one task at a time. What if you could enhance your effectiveness and satisfaction by channeling your efforts into single tasks until completion? How might this shift in approach refine your ability to achieve and celebrate each victory? Stoicism promotes the virtue of focus and persistence. As Marcus Aurelius emphasized, concentrate every minute like a Roman, like a man, on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, with justice, and on freeing yourself from all other distractions. How might your productivity and mental clarity improve if you adopted this stoic concentration in your daily tasks? Single tasking isn't just about efficiency. It's about fully engaging with the task at hand and appreciating the process of work as much as the outcome. This decision can lead to deeper satisfaction in your work, higher quality results, and a greater sense of achievement. How can dedicating your full attention to one task at a time enhance the quality of your output? Look at your daily routine and identify areas crowded with multitasking. Perhaps it's during work where emails, phone calls, and simultaneous projects demand your attention. Choose one project or task that you can commit to completing with full focus. What is one task today where you can practice this focused approach? By concentrating on one task at a time, you may notice an immediate improvement in your stress levels and a boost in your productivity. Each completed task becomes a small win, building your confidence and momentum for the next challenge. How might these small victories today set the stage for larger successes? Begin by setting clear goals for each session of work. Use techniques like the Pomodoro technique, where you focus intensely for short periods, followed by a break. Ensure your work environment is conducive to focusing by minimizing distractions. What practical steps can you take right now to prepare your space for focused work? The Pomodoro technique is a time management method. The technique uses a timer to break work into intervals, traditionally 25 minutes in length, separated by short breaks. These intervals are known as Pomodoros. Here's a brief rundown of how it works. Select a task you want to work on. Set a timer for 25 minutes and commit to working only on the chosen task until the timer goes off. No interruptions, no distractions. Focus entirely on the task during this time. If a distraction pops into your head, write it down and get back to work. When the timer rings, put a check mark on a piece of paper to indicate that you've completed one Pomodoro. Take a 5-minute break. This is your chance to relax and disconnect from your work. You can grab a coffee, go for a short walk, or do something else relaxing. After 4 Pomodoros, take a longer break, typically 15-30 minutes, to recharge and reset before starting the cycle over again. This technique helps to enhance focus and concentration by cutting down on interruptions and encourages a high level of productivity by enforcing regular breaks to clear the mind. Keep a daily log of your focused work sessions. Note the task, the duration of your focus, and the outcome. Reflect on these logs to see how single tasking affects your work quality and personal satisfaction. Are you willing to track your focus daily to measure the effectiveness of single tasking? Embracing the decision to focus on one task at a time can dramatically alter your approach to work and life. This practice allows you to achieve more with less stress, building upon each success in a meaningful way. What specific task will you choose today to apply your undivided attention to, and how will you celebrate its completion? Decision 5. Cultivating gratitude for everyday blessings. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to overlook the small, everyday blessings that enrich our lives. Stoicism encourages us to reflect deeply on our current circumstances, emphasizing gratitude as a cornerstone for a contented life. Imagine how your day-to-day experience might change if you consciously decided to acknowledge and appreciate the value of each moment and every small win. What would happen if you began to see every experience as a gift? Stoicism teaches us that true happiness doesn't come from external acquisitions, but from a mindset that appreciates what we already possess. Seneca, a prominent Stoic philosopher, advised that we should enjoy our blessings as if they might disappear tomorrow, suggesting that the practice of gratitude can deepen our enjoyment and appreciation of life. How often do you pause to appreciate the things you might take for granted, such as health, community, or even the simple convenience of modern technology? The decision to practice gratitude is transformative. It shifts your focus from what's missing in your life to what's abundantly present. This shift can significantly impact your mental health, reducing feelings of envy and resentment while enhancing overall well-being. By appreciating what you have, you decrease the desire for excess and increase your contentment with the present. How might a daily gratitude practice alter your perception of your personal and professional life? Begin by identifying aspects of your life that you may often overlook. This could be anything from a comfortable bed, the taste of good food, the companionship of pets, or the reliability of a good friend. Recognizing these everyday blessings can help you cultivate a deeper sense of gratitude. What are some aspects of your daily routine that deserve more appreciation? Integrating gratitude into your daily life can have an immediate soothing effect on your mind and emotions. It helps build a buffer against the stress and pressures of modern life. When you start your day by listing 3 things you're grateful for, you set a positive tone that can carry you through challenges with a more balanced perspective. How will you remind yourself to practice gratitude throughout your busy day? One effective strategy for enhancing gratitude is keeping a gratitude journal. Each night, write down 3 things that happened during the day for which you are grateful. This practice not only helps you find joy in the ordinary, but also trains your mind to be more attuned to positive aspects of life. Over time, this practice can shift your overall outlook to one of abundance and fulfillment. Will you commit to this simple exercise, and how will you integrate it into your evening routine? A beneficial practice in cultivating gratitude is to engage in a gratitude reflection walk. This involves taking a leisurely walk in a place that you find calming, be it a park, along a beach, or just around your neighborhood. During your walk, focus on identifying elements around you for which you can express gratitude. It might be the fresh air, the sounds of nature such as birds, the beauty of the trees, a sunny day, or simply the freedom to walk safely in your environment. As you notice each detail, pause for a moment to acknowledge your appreciation for it. This practice not only encourages physical activity, but also helps connect your sense of gratitude to the physical world, enhancing both your mental and physical well-being. How might integrating this exercise into your weekly routine increase your daily awareness and appreciation of life's simple pleasures? Today, make the deliberate decision to recognize and appreciate the wealth of blessings around you. This practice of gratitude will not only enrich your own life, but also radiate outward, positively affecting those around you. By acknowledging the good, you multiply it. What steps will you take starting today to cultivate a deeper sense of gratitude in your life? Decision 6. Embracing daily self-reflection. In the pursuit of a well-lived life, the practice of daily self-reflection emerges as a transformative stoic decision. Stoicism teaches the importance of examining one's thoughts and actions regularly to cultivate virtue and wisdom. What if you could gain deeper insights into your own life simply by taking a few moments each day to reflect? Imagine the clarity and personal growth that could result from making this practice a daily habit. Marcus Aurelius, a model Stoic, consistently advocated for the practice of self-reflection through his writings and meditations. He proposed that the unexamined life is not worth living, suggesting that true understanding and improvement come from a deep, honest look at one's own thoughts and actions. How often do you set aside time to consider your motivations, decisions, and their impacts on your life and the lives of others? Engaging in daily self-reflection helps to align your actions with your values, ensuring that you live intentionally rather than reactively. This practice can help you make better decisions, reduce repeated mistakes, and increase your overall happiness. By reflecting on your day, you can identify not only what you did well, but also what you could improve, providing a path for personal development. Self-reflection allows you to pause in a busy world, providing space to process your experiences. It helps to clarify your thoughts and feelings, making you more resilient in facing future challenges. Reflection also aids in stress reduction, as it offers a way to work through emotions and tensions in a constructive manner. How might your life change if you dedicated time to this introspective practice? To effectively incorporate self-reflection into your daily routine, establish a consistent time and place that supports quiet and focus. Some find early morning effective, while others prefer the calm of evening. Use a journal to record your thoughts, as writing can help clarify and solidify insights. What time of day will you choose for your reflection, and how will you create a conducive environment? During your reflection, ask yourself specific questions to delve deeper into your experiences and behaviors. Questions might include, what did I do well today? What could I have done differently? What did I learn from today's challenges? How did I contribute to my key relationships today? By addressing these questions, you can uncover patterns and opportunities for growth. When you encounter difficulties or conflicts, use your reflection time to explore different perspectives and possible solutions. Think about how a Stoic philosopher might handle the situation, focusing on rationality and virtue. Consider the bigger picture and long-term implications of your potential responses. How can reflection help you handle challenges more effectively? It's also important to reflect on what went well. This not only boosts your morale but reinforces successful behaviors and strategies that you can apply again in the future. Celebrate your successes, no matter how small, by acknowledging and understanding what led to them. How will recognizing your successes motivate and guide you in your ongoing personal development? Self-reflection is not a static activity. It evolves as you grow and change. The insights you gain can lead to profound changes in how you perceive and interact with the world. Embrace this as a lifelong process that continually contributes to your personal and professional development. What lessons have you learned from self-reflection that have been particularly transformative? Making the decision to engage in daily self-reflection is a commitment to your own growth and happiness. This practice can be one of the most rewarding Stoic decisions, as it consistently pushes you towards a more thoughtful, effective, and fulfilled life. Will you commit to incorporating this practice into your daily routine, and how do you anticipate it will change your life? Remember that each decision not only benefits you individually, but also enhances your relationships and your impact on the world. Embrace each decision fully and watch as they collectively shape you into a more deliberate and thoughtful individual. Decision 7. Prioritizing purpose over pleasure. In a world often driven by the pursuit of pleasure, making the decision to prioritize purpose can drastically shift the trajectory of your life. Stoicism teaches the value of living in accordance with reason and virtue, suggesting that a life aligned with these principles is more fulfilling than one guided solely by the search for pleasure. What would your life look like if, starting today, every decision you made was aligned with a clear and meaningful purpose? Stoicism doesn't dismiss pleasure entirely, but places it in a role subordinate to virtue and reason. Seneca argued that while pleasure is natural and not evil, it should not become the chief aim of life. He advised that we should enjoy pleasures as long as they do not interfere with our moral and rational obligations. How can reframing your understanding of pleasure to serve your purpose, rather than dominate it, enhance your life? Choosing purpose over pleasure helps to cultivate a life of substance and depth. This decision directs your energies towards long-term achievements and personal growth, rather than short-lived satisfactions. Engaging with life purposefully increases your resilience, as you are driven by deeper motivations than transient desires. How might focusing on your purpose provide stability and direction during challenging times? Living with purpose provides a sense of fulfillment that fleeting pleasures often fail to deliver. It enhances your self-esteem and contributes to a legacy that impacts others positively. A purpose-driven life encourages you to make choices that reflect your values, leading to consistent personal development and satisfaction. What specific areas of your life could benefit from a more purpose-focused approach? To truly live a purpose-driven life, it's important to define what purpose means to you. This could involve your career, personal growth, family, or contributions to your community. Set clear goals that reflect this purpose and revisit them regularly to ensure they continue to align with your core values. How will you structure your daily activities to reinforce your commitment to these goals? In your daily reflections, consider questions such as, "What am I passionate about? How do my activities contribute to my purpose? What legacy do I want to leave? How do my actions align with my deepest values?" These questions can help clarify your purpose and guide your decision-making processes. How often will you engage in this type of reflective questioning to keep your purpose in focus? When faced with difficulties, a strong sense of purpose can provide a roadmap for navigating through them. Consider how each challenge might help you refine or advance your purpose. Use adversity as an opportunity to strengthen your commitment to your values and goals. What strategies can you develop to use challenges as stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks? It's important to recognize and celebrate the milestones you achieve on your path. Celebrating these successes reinforces your purpose and motivates you to continue your efforts. It also allows you to share the positive impacts of purposeful living with others, potentially inspiring them to reconsider their own approaches to life. What methods will you use to celebrate your achievements and share them with others? Living with purpose is an evolving practice that adapts as you grow and learn. Embrace the journey of discovering and rediscovering what matters most to you. Be open to refining your purpose as new insights and experiences shape your understanding. How will you ensure that your pursuit of purpose remains flexible and responsive to your evolving life circumstances? In the digital age, entertainment and explicit material can easily become tools for instant gratification that distract from our deeper goals and degrade our focus. By consciously choosing to limit these distractions, we can maintain a clearer mind and stay aligned with our long-term objectives. Consider how reducing your exposure to mindless entertainment and explicit content could free up time and mental energy for more meaningful pursuits. It is easy to become ensnared in a cycle of consumption, where each moment is filled with seeking the next pleasurable experience, from binge-watching television to scrolling endlessly on social media. Breaking this cycle by prioritizing purposeful activities can elevate your sense of achievement and contribute to lasting happiness. Reflect on how reassigning time spent on fleeting pleasures to purpose-driven tasks could enhance your personal growth and satisfaction. embracing the decision to prioritize purpose over pleasure is a profound commitment to living a meaningful and impactful life. This choice will guide your actions and decisions every day, influencing the way you interact with the world and shape your legacy. Are you ready to commit to this stoic decision today? And how do you plan to implement this change in your daily life? Decision 8. Embracing change as an opportunity for growth. In a world that is constantly evolving, the ability to embrace change is more crucial than ever. Stoicism offers a powerful framework for understanding and adapting to change, not merely as an inevitable part of life, but as a profound opportunity for personal growth. What if you began to view every change in your life, whether desired or unexpected, as a chance to develop your character and capabilities? Stoics understand that everything in the universe is transient and that resistance to change is a source of suffering. Marcus Aurelius wrote that, "The universe is change, our life is what our thoughts make it." By accepting the impermanence of things, we can free ourselves from the fear of loss and disappointment. How often do you find yourself resisting change? And how might your life improve if you shifted your perspective to see change as a natural and beneficial force? Embracing change intentionally allows us to remain flexible and resilient in the face of life's uncertainties. This decision encourages us not only to accept change, but to actively seek out opportunities for growth through new experiences. When you start to engage with change this way, you enhance your ability to navigate complex situations and to innovate and adapt. What changes are currently happening in your life that could be seen as opportunities for growth? Adapting to change can lead to significant personal and professional development. It encourages creativity, as new situations require new solutions, and it builds emotional resilience, as you learn to handle various outcomes without undue distress. Additionally, embracing change can improve your relationships by making you more understanding and adaptable. How could becoming more adaptable benefit your relationships and career? To effectively embrace change, structure your life in a way that allows flexibility. This might mean setting more adaptable goals, staying informed about your environment, and developing a variety of skills that can be applied in different contexts. How can you structure your daily routine to be more adaptable to unexpected changes? Ask yourself questions like, "What am I clinging to that I need to let go of? How can I be more open-minded about new experiences? What's the worst that can happen and how would I cope with it?" By regularly questioning your assumptions about stability and control, you can develop a more fluid approach to life. What specific areas of your life require more flexibility, and what practical steps can you take to cultivate that? Many people fear change because it often comes with uncertainty and the unknown. To combat this fear, focus on building your self-efficacy and trust in your ability to handle whatever comes your way. Practice mindfulness to stay grounded in the present moment, which can help reduce anxiety about the future. What mindfulness practices can you adopt to help manage fears associated with change? When you successfully navigate a significant change, take time to celebrate your adaptability. Recognizing and rewarding yourself for these successes reinforces positive behaviors and attitudes towards change. This could be as simple as a personal acknowledgement or as elaborate as a celebration with friends or family. How will you celebrate your next success in adapting to change? Every change, whether it's a new job, a move to a different city, or a shift in a relationship, provides valuable lessons about the world and yourself. Maintain a learner's mindset, always looking for insights and teachings in every situation. How can you ensure that you are continually learning from your experiences with change? Today, make the decision to embrace change actively, viewing each new challenge as a stepping stone to personal growth and enhanced resilience. This stoic approach to change can transform how you live and work, bringing a richer, more rewarding experience to your daily life. Are you ready to commit to this decision today? And how will you implement this mindset shift to positively impact your life? Decision 9. Committing to lifelong learning. Embracing lifelong learning is more than an educational endeavor. It's a stoic commitment to continuous personal evolution and improvement. The Stoic philosophy emphasizes the pursuit of wisdom as a lifelong path that enhances our character and enriches our lives. Every day is viewed as a new chapter in our educational journey, presenting opportunities to grow, not just intellectually, but also morally and emotionally. Imagine a life where each moment is an opportunity to learn from your experiences, interactions, and deliberate study. How much more fulfilling could your life be if you viewed each challenge and every curiosity as a chance to expand your knowledge and skills? For Stoics like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca, the pursuit of knowledge was essential for leading a meaningful life. They believed that understanding the world around us and our place within it equips us with the tools to navigate life's complexities with grace and virtue. Aurelius, in particular, saw the acquisition of knowledge as an essential part of fulfilling one's duty as a rational being. He advocated for the constant examination and re-evaluation of one's beliefs in light of new evidence and experiences. This approach ensures that our actions are based on sound reasoning and that we remain adaptable and open to change. Committing to lifelong learning fundamentally changes how you interact with the world. It shifts your focus from achieving static goals to appreciating the dynamic process of continuous growth. This mindset not only prepares you to adapt to change, but also to anticipate and drive change in various aspects of your life. By fostering a love for learning, you cultivate a mindset that thrives on challenges and sees potential where others see obstacles. What could you achieve if every day brought a new lesson, and every lesson enhanced your ability to contribute meaningfully to your community and world? The benefits of lifelong learning extend beyond personal satisfaction. It enhances your cognitive functions, keeping your mind sharp and engaged as you age. It increases your adaptability and resilience in the face of change, making you more valuable in the professional world. Learning new skills can open doors to different opportunities and experiences that might otherwise be inaccessible. Furthermore, continuous learning helps to build and maintain social bonds, as it often involves interacting with diverse groups of people and can lead to increased empathy and understanding across cultural and generational divides. To truly integrate lifelong learning into your daily life, you need structure and intentionality. Start by identifying your learning goals based on personal interests or professional needs. Create a balanced plan that includes reading, experiential learning, and formal education if possible. Make use of technology to access educational resources like online courses, webinars, and interactive tools. Set aside dedicated time each day or week for focused study and practice, and ensure that your learning environment is conducive to concentration and free of distractions. To deepen your commitment to lifelong learning, regularly engage in self-reflection with specific, structured questions. Consider: what new ideas have I encountered today? How do they challenge or reinforce my existing beliefs? What skills do I need to develop to advance my career or personal projects? Who can I learn from in my current environment? How can I apply today's lessons to my personal or professional challenges? This kind of reflective questioning not only consolidates learning, but also ensures it is meaningful and directly tied to your life's goals. Every new challenge you face is a learning opportunity in disguise. When you encounter obstacles, use them as case studies to apply your learning. Analyze the situation, research solutions, and apply different strategies to solve the problem. This approach not only helps you overcome the immediate challenge, but also improves your problem-solving skills for the future. Reflect on what strategies worked, what didn't, and why, to refine your approach to future challenges. Recognition and celebration are crucial in reinforcing lifelong learning habits. Celebrate your learning milestones, whether passing a difficult course, mastering a new skill, or simply gaining a deeper understanding of a complex concept. Share your achievements with friends, family, or colleagues to not only reinforce your own learning, but also to encourage others to pursue their educational goals. Celebrations can be simple acknowledgments or more significant events, but the key is to acknowledge the effort and progress made. Maintaining a learner's journal where you document insights, progress, and reflections can be incredibly beneficial. This journal serves as a tangible record of your journey and a tool for reflection. It allows you to see how far you've come, which in turn motivates you to continue. Use this journal to reflect on what you've learned each week, how you've applied your knowledge, and what you hope to explore next. This continuous cycle of action and reflection fuels lifelong learning. embracing lifelong learning as a stoic decision enriches every facet of your existence, enhancing your adaptability, resilience, and depth of character. It transforms you into an active participant in your own life, always growing, always evolving. Are you ready to commit to lifelong learning as a fundamental part of your lifestyle? What steps will you take today to start or enhance this journey? As you incorporate this decision into your life, you will find that learning is not just about accumulating knowledge, but about becoming a wiser, more compassionate, and more capable person. Decision 10. Cultivating a stoic mindset for personal mastery. Embracing the stoic approach to personal mastery involves a profound commitment to self-discipline, self-awareness, and self-improvement. This path is not merely about learning stoic theories, but actively integrating these principles into daily life to forge a resilient, virtuous character. Imagine a life where every decision, reaction, and interaction is influenced by a deep sense of purpose and an unwavering commitment to ethical living. How might your life transform if you approached each day with the intention to master yourself in this way? Stoicism teaches that true mastery over life comes from mastery over one's own mind and reactions. The philosophy asserts that external events are not within our control, but our responses to them are. By focusing on our internal states, we can maintain tranquility and effectiveness regardless of external circumstances. This approach encourages us to confront life's challenges with a calm and composed mindset, prioritizing rational thought and virtuous action over impulsive reactions. At the heart of Stoic personal mastery is the pursuit of virtue. The Stoics believed that living virtuously, in accordance with reason and moral integrity, was the highest good. Virtue includes wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. Each day offers opportunities to practice these virtues, whether through making tough decisions, standing up for what is right, or maintaining balance in the face of temptations. A key component of cultivating a Stoic mindset is the practice of daily reflection. This involves examining one's thoughts, decisions, and actions at the end of each day to assess how well they align with Stoic principles. Reflection helps identify areas for improvement and reinforces commitments to personal growth. Such introspection not only deepens understanding of Stoic teachings, but also enhances the ability to apply them effectively. Stoics view challenges not as obstacles, but as opportunities to practice and strengthen virtue. Each difficulty encountered is a chance to exercise resilience, patience, and problem solving. By redefining challenges in this way, you can transform potentially negative experiences into valuable lessons that contribute to personal mastery. This perspective fosters a proactive rather than reactive approach to life's uncertainties. Emotional resilience is crucial for Stoic personal mastery. It involves managing one's emotional reactions to maintain inner peace and effectiveness. Techniques such as mindfulness, meditation, and cognitive reframing are used to develop this resilience. By regularly practicing these techniques, you can learn to respond to situations with composure and maintain focus on your Stoic values. Physical discipline, including regular exercise and proper self-care, plays an important role in Stoic personal mastery. The Stoics believe that a strong and healthy body supports a strong mind. Establishing routines that nurture physical health enhances mental clarity and energy, both of which are essential for practicing Stoicism effectively in daily life. Interacting with others offers a rich field for practicing Stoic personal mastery. Each interaction is an opportunity to practice virtues such as patience, empathy, and honesty. Stoics strive to maintain their composure and adhere to their principles, even in challenging social situations. By doing so, they not only strengthen their own character, but often inspire virtue in others as well. A Stoic mindset includes a commitment to continuous learning and adaptation. This involves staying open to new ideas and feedback that can further personal growth. It also means adapting Stoic practices as needed to remain relevant and effective in one's personal and professional life. Lifelong learning is seen as essential to maintaining and deepening personal mastery. Stoics aim to live with purpose and intent, making conscious choices aligned with their values and goals. This deliberate way of living ensures that actions are thoughtful and focused, rather than haphazard or reactionary. Living with intent also means setting and pursuing goals that are not only personally meaningful, but also contribute to the greater good. Gratitude is a powerful stoic tool for maintaining contentment and perspective. By regularly acknowledging and appreciating what one has, rather than fixating on what is lacking, a stoic cultivates a sense of abundance and satisfaction. This practice helps counteract desires for external validation or material success, centering happiness on internal virtues and achievements. Stoic personal mastery involves handling loss and adversity with grace and resilience. Stoics prepare for inevitable losses and setbacks by reflecting on their impermanence and potential impacts. This preparation helps mitigate distress when challenges arise and allows for a more measured and thoughtful response to difficult situations. Engaging in community service and social involvement is another aspect of Stoic personal mastery. Stoics recognize the importance of contributing to their communities and the world at large. This engagement not only enriches the lives of others, but also provides a practical arena to practice Stoic virtues like justice and charity. Despite striving for personal mastery, Stoics maintain humility and openness. They acknowledge their own limitations and the value of others' perspectives. This humility prevents arrogance and complacency, fostering a lifelong openness to growth and learning. While Stoics typically maintain a modest outlook, celebrating successes and milestones is important for recognizing progress and personal mastery. These celebrations reinforce commitment to Stoic principles and provide motivation to continue the journey. However, they remain mindful to celebrate in ways that align with Stoic values, focusing on internal achievements over external accolades. Incorporating Stoic principles into modern life requires reconciliation of ancient philosophies with contemporary realities. This involves interpreting Stoic teachings in ways that are applicable and beneficial today, ensuring that the pursuit of personal mastery remains relevant and effective. Stoics are fundamentally optimistic about the capacity for personal growth and improvement. By adopting a Stoic mindset for personal mastery, you can look ahead with confidence, knowing that whatever the future holds, you have the tools and resilience to thrive and contribute positively to the world. Stoic personal mastery isn't only about cultivating virtues, but also about building resilience through reflective practices. Resilience in the Stoic sense involves more than enduring. It's about thriving through adversity by transforming challenges into opportunities for growth. Regular self-reflection allows you to analyze past actions, understand your reactions to adversity, and strategize for future challenges. This consistent review and adjustment of strategies and behaviors make you not just resilient but adaptable, turning life's inevitable changes and difficulties into stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks. How might regular reflection help you handle your current challenges more effectively? In the journey to personal mastery, mentorship can play a critical role. Stoics recognize the value of guidance from more experienced practitioners who can offer wisdom and insights that accelerate learning and deepen understanding. Engaging with a mentor or becoming part of a Stoic community provides not only practical advice and support, but also inspiration and motivation. This connection fosters a sense of belonging and commitment that can be crucial during times of doubt or struggle. How can you seek out or offer mentorship within your Stoic practice? Integrating Stoic practices into your daily routines is vital for sustained personal mastery. This could involve morning meditations, evening reflections, or setting daily intentions based on Stoic virtues. By making Stoicism a part of your daily life, you ensure that its principles permeate your actions and interactions, gradually molding your character in line with Stoic ideals. What Stoic practices could you integrate into your daily routine to reinforce your commitment to personal mastery? Emotional turbulence can be a significant barrier to personal mastery. Stoicism offers techniques such as premeditation of future evils, preparing mentally for possible negative outcomes, objective description, describing situations without emotional language, and voluntary discomfort, intentionally placing oneself in challenging situations to build resilience. These techniques help manage and mitigate emotional responses, allowing you to remain focused on rational actions and decisions. How can adopting these Stoic techniques improve your emotional regulation? While ancient Stoicism provides a strong foundation for personal mastery, adapting its teachings to modern contexts ensures sustainability. This adaptation involves interpreting Stoic virtues in a way that resonates with contemporary values and challenges. It also means leveraging modern tools and communities to enhance the practice and understanding of Stoicism, such as online forums, modern Stoic literature, and interactive workshops. How can you ensure the sustainability of your Stoic practice in modern times? Evaluating your progress in Stoic mastery is crucial for motivation and direction. This evaluation should consider not only your adherence to Stoic practices, but also the impact of these practices on your personal growth and happiness. Regular assessments help identify areas for improvement and reinforce behaviors that are aligned with Stoic virtues. What metrics or indicators could you use to evaluate your progress in Stoic personal mastery? As you advance in your Stoic journey, sharing your insights and experiences can be profoundly rewarding. Teaching others not only reinforces your own understanding, but also spreads the wisdom of Stoic philosophy, contributing to a more rational, virtuous, and compassionate community. Whether through blogging, mentoring, or casual conversations, sharing your journey can inspire others and deepen your own practice. How can you begin to share the wisdom of Stoic mastery with others? Ultimately, Stoic personal mastery is not a temporary or isolated endeavor. It is a lifetime commitment. It demands persistence, patience, and perseverance. By committing to lifelong learning and adaptation, you ensure that Stoic philosophy continues to enrich and guide your life, providing stability and satisfaction through all its phases. How do you envision maintaining your commitment to Stoic personal mastery over the long term? It's clear that the journey to personal mastery is both challenging and rewarding. Each decision builds on the previous, forming a comprehensive approach to life that fosters resilience, wisdom, and peace. Remember, Stoicism isn't just a philosophy to study, it's a way of life to be lived. Are you ready to renew your commitment each day to living according to these principles, continually striving for personal mastery in all aspects of life? Embrace each of these decisions with dedication and mindfulness, and witness the transformative power of Stoic philosophy in your daily existence. As you continue on this path, keep exploring, learning, and growing, always seeking to embody the highest ideals of Stoicism.